Good morning to everyone. Happy, happy Saturday. Happy, happy weekend to each of you. I keep you all in my priestly heart, and I assure you that I keep you in mind in my prayers in the heart of the Mass I will say. And we read from the book of Ezekiel on this Saturday of the fifth week of Lent, the day just before Palm Sunday, when we will read in the Gospel, a very long Gospel, narrating to us the last hours of Jesus Christ. But that's for tomorrow. Today we read from Ezekiel in the first reading. The Lord says this, I am going to take the sons of Israel from the nations where they have gone. So this was uttered when in the height of the Babylonian exile. Remember that since Israel was unfaithful to God, God wanted to teach them a big good lesson. He let them fall under the power of the Babylonians. You remember about the experiences of those three men who did not adore the statue that the king, I think his name was Nebuchadnezzar, he commanded everybody at the sound of these musical instruments, everybody should bow and to this idol. You remember those times when Daniel was in the den of lions, etc., and he was saved, and so forth. Although our Lord God let his people be conquered and Israel destroyed, the temple of Jerusalem destroyed, and they were taken off to exile. They were spoils of war. They became slaves in Babylon. He permitted that because he wanted to teach them a lesson, but that was not going to be the end of the story. He was going to have mercy on them, forgive them, and bring them back to Israel. So, that is what we read here, that the Lord says this, I am going to take the sons of Israel from the nations where they have gone. I shall gather them together from everywhere and bring them home to their own soil. God reclaiming his own. That is, if we accept that we are his, that he has us as his own. One thing is what God wants, another thing is what we want. We selfish creatures would want. We know that we belong to God, that God is the purpose of our existence, that we can only be very happy with the supreme being because he is the supreme good. And we don't have to look elsewhere anywhere for anything because everything will be in God. And we will be enjoying him forever. That's the plan. But we have ventured out, unfaithful. And the Lord says this, He will take the sons of Israel from the nations where they have gone. I shall gather them together from everywhere and bring them home to their own soil. For those in Babylon, and then later because of the Persians, he would return them to Israel. I shall make them into one nation in my own land and on the mountains of Israel. And one king is to be the king of them all. Well, here is the promise of God to bring back together the two kingdoms. Because Israel was broken into two at the death of Solomon. This was the punishment, part of the punishment against Israel. Because Solomon had married foreign wives. And he was even contaminated by their idolatry, their practice of having or worshipping idols. And he even erected altars to these false gods, imagine, because of a woman, because of these women. And so the northern kingdom of Israel was divided from the southern kingdom of Judah, where Jerusalem is located. And they shall be cleansed from all their wickedness and their failure to faithfully follow the Lord. They would be cleansed. I will make them into one nation in my own land and on the mountains of Israel, and one king is to be the king of them all. And who is that king? Well, this was post-David already. So this king is Jesus Christ, whose kingdom will have no end. Right? And I shall make them into one nation in my own land and on the mountains of Israel, and one king is to be the king of them all. They will no longer form two nations, nor be two separate kingdoms. They will no longer defile themselves with their idols and their filthy practices and all their sins. So this is the promise of God of cleansing them. I shall rescue them from all the betrayals they have been guilty of. I shall cleanse them. They shall be my people, and I will be their God. So God manifests here that he will act on us, right? Because it is God who will make us holy. Our role is simply to be present. It is just to be there. There when God wants to cleanse us or can cleanse us. We have to be there in the confessional box so that we receive confession, the grace of the sacrament of penance. We have to be there in church. The grace of God is falling to this world like the Niagara Falls. Tons of water pour out there. But if you're not under there, you won't get even wet. Right? So you will not get the grace of God. Because he, as he says here, promises, I shall rescue them from all the betrayals they have been guilty of. I shall cleanse them. They shall be my people and I will be their God. My servant David will reign over them and one shepherd for all. We said earlier that this was with Jesus, right? Because David had already existed. So it will be a descendant of David, and that's Jesus, who will reign over them and one shepherd for all. They will follow my observances and respect my laws and practice them. So there will be such an order, a certain ordination, a certain arrangement. I mean, I remember when we were in Citizens Army Training, or CAT, and later on in Citizens Military Training, or which used to be called ROTC, Reserve Officers Training Corps. And formation, humanay na. Yeah, so from a disorderly group, it became an orderly one. Because, the squads would form. They would have this distance between shoulders. This would be the line. This would be the squad. This would be the position of this first platoon, then the second platoon, and the company commander here at this point, and at that other position, you have these platoon leaders, and so forth. Right? So God will put order. He is the one who will order us. We need just to be there. I gave my servant Jacob the land in which your ancestors lived. They will live in it. They, their children, their children's children, forever. So this is not just Israel on earth. This is the Israel, heavenly Israel. Remember when we prayed to our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we need to follow that order. Humanay na. Then you have this formation. Orderliness happens. So we need to follow the will of God. And thus there will be order in the universe. Order in society. Order in among families. Quarrels and disorder and hatreds and all are all because of sin. Departure from God. And because it's just like, imagine a magnet, a very strong magnet, and you have several metallic objects here, no, a square, a rectangular, a cube, and different shapes and colors. When you put down the magnet, so all of these objects will be ordered towards it. Because it has this magnetic field and all that, right? You remove the magnet, or you kill the electricity that produces this magnetic effect. this magnetic field, then all these objects fall to the ground or to the floor and are disorderly again, right? It's a very nice experiment. You know, you put a magnet under the cardboard, then you spread this little magnetic, or rather metallic dust of some sort, and you put the magnet under, and all these things would form into a shape, right, around the magnet, around or tracing out the magnetic field. Well, we have to be put ourselves to obey the magnetic field of God, His commandments, His will. And we know that will by praying. We need to pray. If you think you can be good without prayer, well, you are maybe a little boy. Yes. Yeah. But growing up with work and the complications of work and relationships with other people and societies and all that, well, it may not be very clear what God wants us to do. That's why we have to be more closely in contact with Him. And that's through prayer, reading the Gospels, etc. The Lord assures us, if we follow that, His will, we will live in this place, the land in which your ancestors lived. They, their children, their children's children forever. David, my servant, is to be their prince forever. And that's Jesus. I shall make my covenant of peace with them, an eternal covenant with them. I shall resettle them and increase them. I shall settle my sanctuary among them forever. I shall make my home above them. That's the magnet, right? And everyone corresponding to this magnetic force. I shall make my home above them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the nations will learn that I am the Lord, the sanctifier of Israel, and when my sanctuary is with them forever. If we accept it. That's why the saints who are in heaven accepted this, the will of God, that thy will be done. They have done it. They were sorry also for their own sins. And that's one way of following the will of God. He wants us to be sorry for our sins. Right? There are some things we will do well. There are some things we will also mess up in. That's quite natural because we are sinners. And we put that back in order with God by saying we're sorry. Let's do that many times these days, making acts of contrition that we form. We homanai na, that we follow the commands of God. Thank you for listening, and may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao.